Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Nun, the 50th daf here in Maseches Demai, and again the Maseches Shiurim is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are on the top of Daf Nun, Amud Aleph, in the middle of the discussion, commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had told us what one does if one has produce from different sources, and the Mishnah reflected the Shita of Ein Kinyan La'akum. Because the Mishnah said that if somebody has produce from a Jew's field and a non-Jew's field, he can put it all together. That's what the Mishnah said back on Daf Mem Ches. Ma'asrin mishal Yisrael al shal goyim, umishal goyim al shal Yisrael. And then Shal Kusim also, which Hashem will get to soon. So the Gemara is in the middle of quoting a couple of rayas. Lakan Lakan, what exactly is the Shita? I think we ended off last time by noting the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Trumas in the first parak tells us he owes like the Shita of Ein Kinyan. Ein Kinyan Lagoy Lafkiya Mide Maisris, and therefore if a non-Jew owns a piece of land, that does not affect the Kedusha. The Kedusha is inherent, and therefore as long as, I mean, if a Jew, we said, if a Jew buys the produce after the guy did everything, it grew in his field, and he harvested it, and he processed it, and did meruach, then you buy it, okay, then it's done. But if a Jew gets it at any time before that, so then there would be a chiyuv of trumas and maisros. That's the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud, of Hilchos Trumos, goy shekana karka b'Eretz Yisrael, lo hifkia min mitzvos. If a goy buys a land in Eretz Yisrael, he does not uproot it from mitzvos, ela hari hi b'kdushasa. But it is still in its kdusha. It retains its kedusha, meaning the kedusha is not connected to the Jews. Lefichach, im chazar Yisrael v'lakcha mimenu eino kikibush yachid. And therefore, if a Jew buys it back from a guy, it's not considered conquering a piece of land that was outside of Israel. Kibush yachid. Ella mafresh shumas and maisrus umevi bikurim v'hakol min hatorah ki'ilu lo nimkara l'goy me'olam. Very strong lashon, right? You bring bikurim. But what's even Bikurim? Bikurim means it's, you can even say Asher Nasatali. So Trumas and Maisros of Bikurim, and everything is Mida Araisa, as if it was never sold. Right? Because the land, the Kedusha, is eternal, even without. V'yesh L'kinyin, he says, V'yesh Kinyin L'goy B'Surya, L'afkiya Mena Maisros Mena Shviyas, K'mo Shizbar. Surya is different. The Rambam in the previous Halacha told us, what is Surya? Surya is not exactly Syria, but it's lands that are connected to the land of Israel. The Gemara talks about what exactly Suri is, what does it mean, Kibush Yachid, but the Rambam says, Me'eretz Yisrael ulamata, south, Kineged Aram Naharayim, Varam Sova, Kol Yad Pras, Ad Bavel, then he went north, Kigon Damesek, V'achlav, V'charan, Umanbag, V'chayosu Behem, Ad Shinar V'tzohar, V'hari Hika Surya. Okay, that's the Rambam in terms of what Suri is. So the Rambam Paskins ain't kinyan l'goy, but again, this is a machlokas tanoim and a machlokas amoraim that comes up numerous times here in the Yerushalmi. So now we continue. The Gemara says, va'od min hada. I'll quote you another raya that what the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, like we said, the machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Shimon is one of the opinion that says yesh kinyan apotrim and a meiser, right? That there is a kinyan to pater from meiser. We had that back on Dav Mem Tesma Beis where we had the machlokas. There Rabbi Meir holds ein kinyan lafkiya mide meiser, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold yesh kinyan lapotrim in Lepojim and a Meiser. So here we go. So, Vobin Adah, quote you another Adaya that says, Yesh Kinyan. Damar of Zeira, Abba Antuli, Zavin Peri Minda Armoi, Abba Antuli bought fruit from an Arimian, meaning from a non-Jew who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he brought fruit. So the question is, Mida Araisa, or Mida Rabbana, we said, also yesterday's daf to remember, we said that it could be that even if there's a Petur Daraisa, the Rabbanan might require you to be Ma'afir Chumas and Maisris, but then you'll be able to get paid for it. That's what we had on yesterday's daf. Nostan mehalacha, v'nostan lashevet, v'notel damim min hashevet. Right? That's what we said. If somebody buys Paris Tolution, which for sure is Pater, but one could take money for it. So, what happened here in this story? So, Reb Zeira said, Abba Antuli Zavin Peri Minda Aramoi, Abba Antuli bought fruit from Nanju, Asa Lagabe Reb Yehuda Ben Levi. He went in front of Reb Yehuda Ben Levi, who was a Levi, Rav Chaim Gadievsky says here in the in his Biur, Shalach leMenachem Brei the Yisakin Le, he sent his son Menachem to go be Mafresh. Right, somebody brought him this this tevel, so and he which had been bought from a guy, and he says to his son, "Go be misakin it v'yoav le masrei," and then could give him his meiser. Who's the yoav le? Right, so he says, "Nasan a meiser, b'yuda ben Levi, shaya Levi." Right, so to give the meiser, and it does not sound like there was any payment for this. Which sounds like that he assumed that it was Daraisa, maybe. Mi osi kam imei Rabbi Shua ben Levi. When he came back, Rabbi Shua ben Levi met him. Amarle, man yevid da elavuch. Your father, he's the one that would do such a thing. He's the one, meaning it sounds like a compliment, that he was the one that he would do such a thing, that he would be mafrish. So it sounds like he's happy. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is commenting that he's happy that Menachem's father, Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, took off Chubas and Maestas properly, which sounds like Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds that ain kinyin lagoy lafkia mide maiser, because he doesn't sound like he paid for it. So the Gemara asks, we didn't get to the Raya yet, Mechlef HaShitasi, the Rishu Ben Levi, said we have a problem, because the Shita of Rishu Ben Levi seems to be so ser. Taman, on yesterday's daf, on Amar Aleph, Tamanu Amar, he was the one that said, on Amar Aleph, Halokeach, right, yesterday we had Rabbi Simon, and then Rabbi Rishu Ben Levi, Halokeach, Peiros Tlushim Ben Agoy, if somebody buys detached produce from Agoy, Mafresh Shumu, which was by Sir, Mehalacha, Midrabanan, you have to be mafresh. V'noson l'sheva v'noton dama v'nasheva. And you can get paid for it. V'acha hu amar hachin. And here, this is what he says, which is clearly, like he's, if you want to compare apples and apples, it must be that we're talking about a story of Peiros Tlushin. So it sounds like in the case of the story at hand, he was mafresh without making the guy pay for it. Without the levy didn't have to pay for the to the fruit that he got. Well, yesterday we said in the name of Shabbat Levi that you had to. So stira, so Amar Rabbi Abba Barzmina, you're right. We must have gotten the story wrong. Kumi Reb Zira. Reb Zmina said in front of Reb Zira, Reb Simon lo Amarke. No, you got the story wrong. Ella Miasi, come here, Reb Shua ben Levi. Reb Shua ben Levi said to him, he got upset. He didn't compliment him. He says, Amar le, les ilain davuch. He didn't say, oh, your father gives a great shot and holds a great sheet. He says, no, these aren't your father's. Meaning, if your father wanted them, he's got to pay for it. These aren't your father's. Look at the Mara fold up. Second skinny line, les ilain davuch, ein amai, and there's a question here about who exactly is the Levi. I mentioned before Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, but it's a question about some of them. Farshim talk about the details. Ein amaiser shel avicha bechinam, kamo shenatalta. The maiser isn't his, like he took it. Elachayva talitein adamim la'abantuli. You got to pay for it, right? Because there's only drabanan, and really, it's not as your father held. It's really Rabbanan, because Yesh Kinyin, V'ikpid, meaning fundamentally Yesh Kinyin, and therefore that's the Raya to the Shita of Reb Shimon, V'ikpid, and he got upset. Who's the he who got upset here? V'ikpid. So again, Machlokas of the Mefarshim, according to some Mefarshim, Reb Chaim Gadievsky says, the son got upset, because he got upset at his father. Reb Menachem, how can you say those things about my father? My father was wrong. Right, so he got upset. He was like the covet of his father. Ikpid ala Menachem. Right, but if you look in the Rasir Leo, he said that no. You see from here that the Rabbi Shua ben Levi got upset. Right, got upset about of Ksubas. Shua ben Levi got upset about hearing this psak. V'achi kamar says the Rasir Leo ein zu hora'a v'ginuhu al shalon asan damim. I don't think this is an appropriate psak. So the ikpid, is it the ikpid going on the reaction of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, or is it a continuation of how Rabbi Shua ben Levi reacted? So machlokas, how to understand that. A couple of points though we could talk about here, about this issue. So he, it comes out, according to, let's say, the Maskana of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi sent his son to be mafresh inappropriately. Or he sent his son to be mafresh, but then we gotta pay for it. We gotta pay for it. So you can't just do something without. So Hafrasha, a number of steps here. Hafrasha is one of the three sources in Shas, Bavli, that the Gemara of Kiddushin brings for the concept of Shlichus. right? He made his son be a shliach, and we know the sources: truma, hafreshet truma, and korban pesach, and gittin, and kiddushin. Right? Those are the sources, the beginning of the second paragraph of kiddushin, for the concept of shlichus. How shlichus works. This is step one. How shlichus work is also a big discussion. Many achronim have two ideas in shlichus. Meaning how much, when is a shliach doing something for me, but he's doing it, but I'm getting the credit, so to speak. I'm getting the result of what he did. That's one way to look at it. Or it's as if I'm doing it through him. He's my extension. He's my yada arichta, right? He's doing my maisa. Right, the first approach is that it's his maisa, and I'm getting the credit for his maisa. That's the concept of shlichus. Or do you say, no, the chiddush of shlichus is that I'm doing it through him. Right, two different understandings of shlichus. The first lekach tov, the first piece in the lekach tov in Riyas of Engel, has been yani shlichus. And he has in the first little paragraph, he summarizes his 2/3 approaches to shlichus. But also Reb Elchanan has this, and also Reb Shimon Shkup has this. But says the Lekach Tov, Nistapachti, Hatakai Malan Shlichus Alam Kemoso, Mawa Kavana Bazeh, that which we say shlichus, which our Gemara is working based on. Our Gemara, right? Yehuda ben Levi tells his son Menachem to go be mafresh. So, how does that work? Ima Kavana Shegufo Shel Shliach Nechshav Kegufa Mishalayach. The identity merges between the two of involved in the case. The shliach and the mishalech are one. Oh no, hashliach l'adam acher nechshav. The shliach is considered a different person. Rak shahamaisa asher hu oseh bishlichuso al kapanim misyacheses l'mishalech. The maisa that the shliach does is attributed to the mishalech. Both of those are within one version. I gave two, so he's going to give three. He says either he is me, or his maisa is like my maisa. That's somewhere in the middle. We're still separate identities, but it's as if I did the maisa that he physically did. Or the third one is that I didn't do the maisa. I didn't do the maisa, but I got the chalos of the maisa. O dilma gama maisa inenem isyacheses l'mishaleach. Rak l'shliach. V'nechshav shashliach asa maisa. The shliach to the maisa. Lo mishaleach. Rak shatorah gazra. The Torah, though, decreed. Sha'af sha'adam achir asa maisa. Even if somebody else did the maisa. Lohu. Al koz ve'zeh. Kima chasholchu lakach. Mo'eles ha'maisa shel ha'achir. Avuro. Kilu asahu. Vidok. So those are the three different pshatim of shlichus. Again, either, most have the second and the third. Meaning, it's like, the first one is like, what do you mean? He is me. What do you mean, he is me? But that's his pshat, but we'll see it in a second. And then, his maisa is mine, or at least the chalos of the maisa is mine, even if it's not my maisa. And the first source that he quotes, which is, many achronim would quote, source is Kedushin Bavli Daf Mem Gimel, where the Gemara says, we'll just quote this Gemara, and then we'll go to the next step. Mem Gimel Man Aleph, where the Gemara has the question of whether Shliach Nase Eid or not. If a shliach could change hats and become a witness, a shliach for kiddushin, a shliach for gerushin, whether shliach nase'ed, machlokes, a rav holds shliach nase'ed. Why? You don't get a better aid. The shliach is so involved, it's the best aid. Alume kama limna lemilsei. And Reb Shela Amar ain't shliach nase'ed. Why? Kima damar mar shlucha shalom kemoso, havile kagufe. That's where he gets that approach from that lashon. Since we say shlichus, He's a baldavar. He can't be an aid. He's as if he's the bialim. So he says, Mefurish bazeh, the hapligi, Reb Shila Savar, da shliach nachshav, kegufa mishaleach, v'yemkein hu atzmo abayilim, v'en yachol le'asos aid, v'razfir alei, da shliach nachshav adam acher, ela shema'aseo misyacheses le'mishaleach. So again, this is a question that comes up implicitly in many sugyas and shas, whether you could have shlichus for hafaris nedarim, it's a gemara nedarim that's important about this, whether you could have shlichus in other contexts. There are some contexts that shlichus doesn't work. And you'd have to work that out for the first approach. If the first approach says it's as if it's the gufim are connected, then why should there be any exceptions? Unless you say once there's an exception, then you don't get to that step. Right? You say, for shlichus, you can't do smicha through a shliach, maybe, on an animal. There are a couple of exceptions to shlichus. So it could be that, well, once you say there's an exception, then you don't get to say the chiddush of shlichus in that context. But again, there's many Much discussion. That's how Shliach works, A. But then B, you have, here, he sent him possibly to do something wrong. Not Mamish and Avera. Not Mamish, he told him to be Mafrish, but he said to be Mafrish, and not take money for it, and he was Mafrish, and he took money for it. He should have taken money for it, but he didn't take money for it. So, not exactly Aver, but it gives us, opens up the opportunity for us to have 2 minutes to talk about the sugya of Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. Yeah, what's the source of that? The concept of Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. That's a Machlokas Achronim. The Gemara, not always, but the Gemara in Kiddushin quotes, what's the source for Shlichus L'Dvar Avera? It's a Svara. Divrei Harav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin. What does that mean? Right? Hashem tells you something and the Mishaleach tells you something. Who should you listen to? I send you to do an Avera. So, I don't get the credit for that Avera because Divrei Harav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Hashem tells you to do something and I told you to do something. So, you can't do it. But, so what, therefore what? So the Sma, quoted in two places, the Sma says, I didn't think he would do it. That's the Svara. I don't get the Avera because I didn't think he would do it. I told you to go steal. But Hashem told you not to steal. So I had no idea that you would do it. Right? And that's why many Rishonim say that if the Shliach is Shogig, so then Yesh Shliach Levar Avera. Because Bali Tosfos say it a few places. Because, what do you mean I didn't think you would do it? You're a Shogig. Right? You're a Shogig. You have no idea. So, of course, I would have to think that you would do it. So that explains that. But there are a number of questions that on this Sma. One of them being, it doesn't really matter whether you're Shogig or not. It matters whether I know that you're Shogig or not. Tosa seems to say that if the Shliach is Shogig, period. But what if I don't know that he's Shogig? I think that he's Mazin. Said I still say that I don't get the credit. But either way, that Sma is the first approach in Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. Reb Akiva Eiger and many other Achronim say something a little more fundamental. Right? It's not that the Mishaleach says to the Shliach, I didn't think you would do it, but Shlichus L'Dvar Avera means that the Chiddush of, and Achronim say this in different ways, the Chiddush of Shlichus is not said by Averus. What's the source for Shlichus, as we just said? Either marriage, or Karban Pesach, or Hafarshas Truma. Those are all mitzvahs, or at least good things to do. So the Pnei Yeshua says, "Ein lecha ba'ele chidusho." Yeah, shlichus is shlichus. You have to go by it's a chiddush of the Torah. You can't extend it to past where the Torah has it, right? Or Rabbi Kiva Eiger also has that lashon. You don't say it by averus. You can't say it by averus. What's the svara? So the Aser l'shliach la'asod, the Rabbi Kiva Eiger said this in Bava Tzion, Daf Yud, since it's aser for the shliach to do it, so then the Torah was not machade shlichus by averus. The way the Reb Chaim says it, again, it's all the similar idea, the Reb Chaim says it is that shlichus is based on bailus. It's based on control of the halachic action. Right? I can make a shliach if I'm a bailum on something. Right? But if I kiddushin and gerushin, that's all totally in my control. Chalitza, for example, I can't make a shliach on chalitza. Because you're not a bailam on chalitza. Chalitza is just a davar sheba gufo that you have to memela. Once the chalitza happens, so then memela there's a heter. Right? The Reb Chaim and Reb Chanan say, this explains why you can't make a shlichus and tnai go together. Gemara Ksubas Ayin Dalet. Right? You can't make a shlichus to do chalitza, you can't make a tnai chalitza. I only want you to be mutter to marry the whole world if it rains tomorrow. You can't do that by chalitza. You can do that by kiddushin. You can do that by Gershon. I only want this Kiddushin or Gershon to work if it rains tomorrow. So, why? What's the difference? What's the connection between Shlichus and Tanai? So based on the Tosfos there, Reb Chaim says, because certain halachic processes, you're a Bailam on. You're in control of. And certain ones are not. Certain ones happen automatically. Once you do the physical action, then Memela, the Chalos occurs. Shchita. I'm going to shech this animal and say, Al-Menasa, you give me 10 million shekel, this animal is going to be kosher. You can't say that. It's kosher if you shechted it properly. Doesn't matter if you try to make a tnai on it. You're not a bailim on shchita. So you can't make, that's why tnai and shlichus go together. But anyway, Reb Chaim says it's all based on bailus. So he says you're not a bailim on averus. You're not in control. You can't make a shliach on averus. So it's all the similar idea. You limit the chiddush, and the like. Good. Rav Asher Weiss has another pshat of what exactly it means, Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. It's as if, it's not like the Sma says, the Mishaleach says, that I didn't think you would listen. And it's not about Shlichus, that's not the starting point. But the starting point is that the Torah says, to the Shliach, you know, scot-free, He's going to say, well, so-and-so told me to do it. Not because, nothing to do with the Mishaleach, just because the Torah says to the Shliach, you're not getting off here, right? You can't shirk the blame. You didn't have Avera, you didn't have Avera. And therefore, it has to do with him being Shogeg, not about whether the Mishaleach knows that he's Shogeg or not. Just the din of the Shliach himself. Again, there's a lot more there, but that's the little bit about Shlichus or Avera. Again, here, it's a Shlichus, but it's not Mamish L'dvar Avera. It's kind of like just do Afrasha and don't get paid for it. And the problem Rav Ben Levi had with him was that he did not agree with his psak. But again, the Gemara proved that Rav Ben Levi held that Yesh Kinyan La'akam Lafkiya Midei Maestris. But again, as we started off this year, that's not what the Rambam paskins. We continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Reb Zeira, or the dots. Reb Zeira, Reb Acha, Reb Tanchum, Berachia, B'Shem, Reb Shua ben Levi. Continuing with Reb Shua ben Levi. The Mara Folda switches the gears from Shlosha to Shnayim. Shnayim Hain, there are two cases. Shehain Ma'asrin Shalo Bershus. There are two cases that I can be Ma'aser without your Rishus. What does that mean? These are both cases of Hafrasha Durabanan. And since it's only a Hafrasha Durabanan, and you are an Ama Aretz, so I might assume that you're not going to really take it so seriously. So you're not going to do it. So I'm going to be mafresh on your behalf for my own stuff. So I could do this shalom b'shus because I don't think you're going to do it. It's afresha midrabanan. Number one, session is arev tivla b'chulin. We discussed this a couple of days ago. But here a case where tevel falls into rov chulin. You have tevel and fell into rov chulin. So midaraisa, it's batel. Bitl barov. Midaraisa, tevel is batel barov. But since you have to be shivim afresh durabanan, so you're not going to do it if you're on Ama Aretz. So I'm allowed to be mafresh from my own stuff, right? The Gros says here from their own field because it's a schus. It's a schus for them to have their grain misukan. So that's number one. And number two, v'zeshu lokeach mi piskei shalkusin. And also, if you buy from the marketplace of the kusim. So we said in both of those places, really, we could assume the kusim from their own. That would be only a chiyav drabanan. And therefore, you're allowed to be mafresh on their behalf. You see the Amara folda. V'zeshadav tivol b'chulin b'rov v'kfarnes batel ve'eno chayav la'asur nalemi d'rabanan lo haminu rabanan v'chena lokeach mi'ashuk shel kusim. Severely, this opinion holds, machlokes, as we know, kusi kagoy v'yesh kinyin ve'eno chayav la'alemi d'rabanan. The kusi has the status of a non-Jew, and non-Jews Bailus is mafkia, right? Both of those are assumptions of this line of the Gemara, and therefore in both of these cases there is only a chiyav derabanan. Chiyav derabanan. Good. Amar Reb Zeira zoso meres, right? This lachora teaches me she'eno notal damam nashevet, right? The fact that the Gemara calls this shelo birshus must mean that the hafrasha here is not going to get any money back. When you mafresh this on a chi of drabana, let's say the case of the kusi, which has the status of a guy, so we say midarai, so you don't have to do anything. Yesh kenyan la'akum. Midarabana is mi mafresh, but we said you should take money. But it must be this mandar holds you don't take money. Why? Im amar atshehu notol davim nashevet hari b'shus tarem. If you say that you're going to get money, the Gemara wouldn't call this shalom b'shus. Right, it would be b'shus because the non-Jew would the kusi would slash ama aretz would want to get money. So that wouldn't be called shelo birshus without their das if they would get paid for it. And therefore, it must be that Reb Zeira says that eino notal damim min hashevet according to this opinion. We mentioned a couple of days ago already the discussion in Mesechta Nedarim on daf Lamed Vav Beis in the Bavli about being mafrish on someone else's behalf and the important comment of the Rashba. I think we mentioned this a couple of days ago already, but just to mention it again. The Gemara there talks about, Gemara has the Ibaya, am I allowed to be mafrish for my stuff? Let's say our fields are next to each other, and I know you're a busy guy. I'm going to be mafrish some of my own fruit and have you in mind. Am I allowed to do that? Do I need your das? Do I need your das? Hatori mishalo al shalchaveiro tzorach dai to olo. Mi amrinan kiva deschusu lo lo tzorach das. Do we say because it's a schus that you don't need das? Zach ladam shalom b'fanav. O dilma mitzvi dilehu v'nichalei lemebde. I want to do my own mitzvah. Right? He wants to do his own hafrasha. Right? And therefore, he wants to do it. This gets into the sugya. Is hafrasha a mitzvah or is it only a matir? This line sounds like it's a mitzvah. It's something that has inherent significance. So the Gemara goes through and tries to prove this from the Mishnah there, because the Mishnah says there that somebody who's mudar anah from someone can be mafrish from their own stuff, ledaito. So what is the word ledaito? Whose das? The das of the mafrish or the das of the bailam? So the Gemara comes to the maskana, that it must be talking about this kind of case. And the Gemara says, la'ola, mishal balakri, ashal balakri. No, we're talking about a case where you're taking it from his stuff. From his stuff. There's no raya to our question. And it's a case where he said, whoever wants to be mafrish for me can be mafrish for me. The Rashbi has a question on this whole sugya. The Rashbi there in Nedarim, don't you need shlichus for Hafrash's truma? So what's the whole discussion of doing it on his behalf without him knowing? One of the three sources we mentioned is shlichus. Atem gam atem. And you need to be mafrish through a shliach, not through zechia, without his knowing. So the Rashba says, you only need shlichus if you're taking it from his stuff. If I want you to be mafrish from my stuff, then you can only do that if I tell you. But here, you're taking it from your stuff. So it's pure shlichus. Nothing is coming from me. You're being mafrish on my behalf from your stuff. That only needs a gili das. That only zechia is good enough. You don't need shliach there. Which also this is part of the sugya of the relationship between tzchi and shlichus. But that's the Rashba there. The Yesh Lomer, Torah Mishloah Shachaver Shaini. To lo bein and shlucho ladaito, ela b'torah mishal balakri, al shabalakri. You only need shlichus where I'm taking your stuff from your stuff. Avo b'torah mishalo al shabalakri, kima sheino shabalakri, lo bein and shlichus amamish. Veno davatoli, ela ischusulo, v'zachalam shlo b'fanav. Right, that's an important comment of the Rashba. It's talking about be mafresh on other people's behalf. The ksos that we mentioned then a couple of days ago, based on that Rashba, you say zachin la adam shlo b'fanav, not zachin mei adam shlo b'fanav. But that is something to remember. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Reb Elazar Oser. So remember, the Gemara had a machlokes about Demai. Right, the Gemara had a machlokes about Demai back on the Mishnah on Mem Ches Amabez. The Mishnah spoke about cases of, even before Demai, Kusim. First the machlokes about Kusim. The Tanakhama says, you can be Mafrish, Misha Yisrael, Ashal Kusim, or Mishal Kusim, Ashal Kusim, and Reb Elazar Asers, Mishal Kusim, Ashal Kusim. So why is that? Why does Reb Elazar say, well, we assume Kusim all have the same halacha? So you can be Mafrish from one on the other. But Reb Elazar says you can't. Why can't you? Tanakhama says you can't because Rov Kusim are Maaser anyway. So, Reb Elazar, Amar, Yochanan Taimon, Reb Elazar, Kishem Shasu, Peiros, Eretz Yisrael, Demai. The whole concept we know, even though really Demai, the rove of the Ame Aretz are Maaser, and yet we say don't rely on the rove. So too by Kusim, right? Even though rove are not Maaser, you can't rely on the rove, and you never know. And therefore, if you have two different sources, two different piles of produce, you have to be Maaser from each one. Kacha, Seferes Kusi, Vadai, Acharuban, Ein Tormin Lo Maaserin, Mizeh Alzeh. So even though it's all Kusim, you can't, just like by Demai we have Chashos, so too here by Kusim we have Chashos, and you never know. Good. Says the Gemara now next. Atzitznakov, Hariyu Ka'eret. So we had in the Mishnah, in Atzitznakov, a flower pot with a hole in the bottom of it, as we spoke about, that is considered like ground for various areas in Halacha. Is it Kiryu, it's Mechuber to the ground, or it's just considered nourished from the ground? Could have nafgaminas. So Atzitznakov, Hariyu Ka'eret, V'chulu, Rabbi Boon, Barchia, B'shem Rebbe Zira, Atzitz, Asu, Oso, Safek. Atzitz, that's not nakuv. Machlokes, what this means. We're going to go with that pshat. And atzitz, that is not nakuv, right, against the Mara Fulda here. But all the other mafarshim say, an atzitz that doesn't have a hole in the bottom of it, that's a suffix. Why? The Rashi Elio says, since it's compared to Demai in the Mishnah, it's right next to Demai in the Mishnah, so just like Demai is suffix, so too an atzitz she'eno nakuv is considered suffix. Says the Gemara, but what do you mean? V'hata tanina, didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Kilayim, that it's not a suffix. Atzitz nakuv is for sure karka. Atzitz she'eino nakuv is for sure not karka. But tataninan, atzitz nakuv, if you have an atzitz nakuv, you have a flower pot next to a vineyard, mekadesh bekerem. So it asers it, right? That's kilaya kerem. V'she'eino nakuv, and if it doesn't have one, eino mekadesh bekerem. So isn't that against Rabbi Boon Barchia, v'shem Rabbi Zira, right? The Mishnah says that it's considered not considered karka. Answer, misafek. What is misafek? When the Mishnah says that atiz nakav is makadesh and ein nakav is not makadesh, you can say the second line means misafek. meaning the first line means vadai, even though it sounds like in the Mishnah, vada yes and vada no. No. Mishnah can mean vada yes and maybe no. That's what it can possibly mean. And that is, the way that we understand. If you look in Reb Yosef Engel, the Gilyone Hashas in Kiddushin on Dafei, he quotes many different examples where you have, including there in Kiddushin Dafei, where you have a statement in a Brisa or in a Mishnah, and it seems to say, this yes and this no, and the Gemara interprets it that it really means this yes and this maybe. Right? This is another example, and he quotes there, look at the Yerushalmi and Demai. Right? So he obviously had everything on his fingertips. The Ras Yerlio says, Lamai Nafgamina in terms of Safik, Lamai Nafgamina in terms of considering an Atzitznak of Safik and not Safik. So he says at the end of the Ras Yerlio, V'lokaimel anhachi, el delav zaruahu, we paskin, it's not a Safik. We pass in an atzah she'ino nakuf is not mechubar. It's not karka, right? El delav zaruhu klal el amid rabbanan u demachayev u b'shabbos lo mechayev ashem tali bay. It's not even a suffix that on Shabbos you'd mechayev an ashem tali. What's an ashem tali? Remember, if I do an avera on any type of avera that's chayev, right? Many karbanas chatas. I did it b'shogeg mechayev achatas. So if I'm not sure if I did it, then I bring an ashem tali. Ashem Tali is in the world of Ashamos, but every time I bring a Chatas, but if I did it in Aveir Bavadai, I'd bring an Ashem Tali if I did it B'Safek. There is an interesting discussion in Arachayim, about Kachim, about Karbanos. In Karbanos, right, the Torah quotes in Simen Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, that we're supposed to say the Parsha of Karbanos every day, and after we say the Ola, we're supposed to say Yehi Rason, as if I brought an Ola, and after I say the Mincha, the Shlomim, and the Asham. And the Asham, I'm supposed to say, Yehi Ratzon, as if I brought these karbanas, but don't say that after you say chatas, because chatas is not baba nedava. Right? That's what the Torah says. A chatas you can't bring as a voluntary chatas, therefore you can't say, Yehi Ratzon ki'ilu hikrafti, because you can't bring that as a nedava. So that's the Beis Yosef, quoting the Mefarshim. You can't bring an Asham ben nedava either. Right? An Asham is also baal chait. The Gemara says, Asham and chatas aren't baba nedava. Ola and Mincha and Shlomim are all baba nedava. So why does the Torah say Asham? So either maybe that it really isn't lav dafka, it should be like chatas, or maybe it's including Asham Talui. There is a Tana in Krisus, Tana in Krisus that says you can bring an Asham Talui every day. We might not pass in that way. But I could always bring an Asham Talui. I don't know if I did Aveira, but you know what? You know, just in case, I'll bring the Asham Talui. So that's not what most Tanaim hold. Most Tanaim hold that an Asham Talui is similar to the other Ashamos. Interesting, whether Asham Talui is Baba Nedava or not, whether it needs Ikve Yisura or not, but it's a discussion about the Nusach that you're supposed to say in Karbonos in the morning, not Chatos, because that's not Baba Nedava, but what about Asham? So that's the question in the Beis Yosef. Okay, we'll stop here.